Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To tell everyone about where you come from. Come on.
I was born by God's dear grace.
Amen, 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 I say to you.
In an extraordinary place.
Where would that be?
USA! With the stars and stripes.
Right on.
And the eagle flies.
Welcome, everybody. What's on your mind? Celebrating America.
The big old land with countless dreams.
Busting through the noise of the corporate media. That's what we do here on What's On Your Mind, leaning into what is on your mind, guiding us in the topics of the day. We have a busy show today. Mike Lindell is going to be here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to do a year in review with the Mike Lindell. New part of this story. I don't know if you've heard this, but the banks where Mike deposits his millions of dollars are now saying, we don't want your money anymore. Banned from doing business at banks. It's sort of like you saw happen during DAPL, and where you had oil and gas companies that were shunned by major banks because of the bullying effort by the environmental extremists.
Mm-hmm.
And now a citizen of the United States of America, a business person who says, you know, I'm not so sure they should have had a Dropbox in every corner in Wisconsin or Arizona or Michigan or whatever. Now he's canceled by the banks.
Does that surprise you, really?
By the way, what did Jeffrey Epstein do to young girls? What did Jeffrey Epstein did he not molest and rape children, but never? Right, we can't forget that. Never lost his banking privileges.
No. No, no. Oh, no, no, no.
But the MyPillow guy does.
Oh, yeah.
Does this make any sense to anyone? Anyone on the planet?
Nope.
Nope.
So we'll talk with Mike a little bit about that.
Didn't have my buzzer ready. There you go.
I had to wrap my mind around that all this happened in a year.
Pathetic.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
When you think about, I mean, the border crisis, you know, the COVID just assault of anything that is contrary to what the government wants you to think on COVID. I mean, my gosh, to go right down the list, inflation, Afghanistan, trillions and trillions of dollars poured into the economy that's screwing up the economy in more ways than one. And it's just unbelievable what's happened the last year. We're going to get Mike's perspective on that today on the program. Jeff Schaefer is going to be here, president of the North Dakota Stockman's Association. Love our beef. Love our cattle producers.
Amen.
And somebody yesterday said, you're ignoring the North Dakota Stockman's Association. I'm like, we're not ignoring anybody.
No.
So we're proving that point today where we got the president of the North Dakota Stockman's Association on today.
I love it when you get those messages from people that listen like 20 minutes a day.
Must. Yeah. Yeah. You never talk about.
You're never listening when we do.
And maybe we're a little oversensitive to criticism here because I've always been a people pleaser. I want to please everybody, which is impossible to do in media. Absolutely impossible. No possible way to do it. But I take criticism as a necessary thing to try and make us better. So I'm always willing to hear your criticisms here and try and do our best. So, we also are going to learn about a furniture mission. You guys heard about this? A furniture mission.
No.
And it's a charitable cause we're going to learn a little bit about today.
Oh, very cool.
And then we're going to introduce our new What's On Your Mind Ag Director, Bridget Riedel, is here. She's an agronomist.
Oh.
I want to talk with her about
so good.
The Supreme Court yesterday decided to take on the EPA over the WOTUS, Waters of the U.S. rule. Now, if you remember, Waters of the U.S. was a Obama-era deal, which essentially, let me just paraphrase what it was. Farmers, ranchers, you're bad. And Greta Thunberg is good. Okay? So, yeah, so that's just the environmental extremists, okay?
How dare you?
I'm sorry, Greta. I'm sorry. That was your assertion to our farmers and our growers using a blunt force instrument of environmental activism to come at our farmers and ranchers. They don't want farming and ranching. You know, they blame cows, flatulence for, yeah, Kevin's shaking his head right now.
Oh, my head wants to.
His palm is right now holding his chrome dome.
Well, if we're done with masks, we can put them on the cows then, I guess.
I guess so. But let me tell you this. This won't be a popular statement with some in our audience. On those frustrating days when you wish Senator Mitch McConnell would be a little more like this and a little less like that, remember, Senator Mitch McConnell was the architect of Donald Trump getting 1, 2, 3 justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. And if he hadn't done what he did, guess what? We'd have 1 Trump judge and 2 Democratic judges. And we would not have them knocking down mask mandates. We would not have them taking on Roe versus Wade. And this court said, EPA, we're not so sure you're following the Constitution. So the tyrannical vaccine mandates, the border security rebuking on Remain in Mexico, Roe versus Wade, and now taking up this case of the EPA's Farm and Ranch Destruction Program called the Waters of the U.S. Rule. It's huge. Absolutely huge. Senator Kramer yesterday said it's impossible to overstate the significance of this. Taking a fresh look at it. So you remember, it was an Obama rule. Trump said, no way, no how, we're changing the interpretation of that. And people like Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General, and others went into court to take on their rule. And then what does the Biden administration do? They game the rule. They change the rule to get around the court action. And the Supreme Court says, not so fast. Impossible to overstate how important this is. Absolutely impossible. And the challengers, it's Sackett versus the EPA. Chantel and Michael Sackett have been fighting for years for the right to build on their land in Idaho, actually, without getting a costly federal permit. It's their land. It's unbelievable. So that's good news today. We're going to talk a little bit about that, too. Okay? Anything else on your mind, lay it on me.
Well, you know, Scott, no one should own that much land. That's way too much to own for any one person.
Except Bill Gates and Ted Turner, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
China.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know what? You can tell I watch it. I know. Have you seen Yellowstone?
Yes.
John Dutton Costner's character is this.
That's right.
People are telling him, you own way too much land. No one should own that much land. Well, he's been in his family for 300 years or something.
Now, help me understand this, guys. At your suggestion, I went over the weekend to try and watch the 1883 episode.
Okay. Yep.
Now, the 1883 is like a spinoff of Yellowstone.
Yes,
is that right?
It's a prequel.
Yep. It's not Yellowstone.
No, it's not Yellowstone. It's a prequel to How Dutton.
I'm so confused about this on-demand TV stuff. I just can't.
No, it's just 1883 is the prequel to what
you see. What the heck's a prequel?
It sets up how the family.
When I used to watch Seinfeld, I turned on Seinfeld.
Stuff. Let me ask you.
It's the timeline of stuff before. Before.
Yeah,
and you really don't need to watch 1883 first before Yellowstone. You really don't.
I only have time to watch one, and you guys said 1883
then watch Yellowstone.
Okay.
Both good, but yeah.
Yep. They're both good,
A prequel means you're setting up Dutton's grandfather, how he got the land and all that. So.
Got it. All right. 800-228-0550. But you're right, Kevin. This isn't just in a made-for-TV Yellowstone event. This is real life.
Yeah.
People deciding
you can own, how much you can own.
Exactly.
Shut up.
Let's go to Archie and Reeder, first caller today, to tell me what's on his mind. Hello, Archie, you're up.
Yesterday, Senator Johnson from Wisconsin held a hearing, and the live video of it was posted on Zero Hedge. The title is Watch. Senator Johnson holds star-studded COVID-19 second opinion hearing. He had about 12 doctors in his room there, and they had a seance, if you will. The bottom line is big pharma controls the medical industry, and what big Big Pharma and the government has done is essentially a criminal conspiracy as far as the way that they've been handling this COVID-19. The senator showed that initially there were some of these lower cost drugs that were used to treat the COVID-19, and later on the Food and Drug Administration and the other alphabet agencies in Washington stopped the use of those lower cost drugs and mandated that only the higher cost drugs could be used. There's nothing that's cheaper than $700 a treatment that can be used now, according to this senator. They started out with some very low cost drugs, but, you know, Big Pharma pulled the strings and got them to stop that.
Archie, you've done a very good job of summarizing that. I watched the whole thing. I interviewed Dr. McCullough this morning. We're going to play much of that throughout the week in a piece starting later today. Everybody should watch that. Ron Johnson, Senator from Wisconsin, and Dr. Peter McCullough co-hosted that. And 2 years into this thing, it's amazing what we know.
It's on Rumble.com.
Yeah, Rumble.com is where I watched it, too. He mentioned Zero Hedge as well, wherever you find it. Second opinion. The doctors there have incredible credentials. Everybody should watch it. Thanks, Rocky.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com and thank you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Body once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb.
Brought to you by PetroServe USA today. Let's make you hungry. What's for lunch today? Well, hot beef sandwich. or chicken pot pie in Valley City. They have a special recipe on the chicken pot pie.
Oh.
Hot biscuit. So good, I can't even tell you.
They are so good.
Meatloaf or cheesy beef potatoes, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Swedish meatballs, 12th Avenue and I-29. Tater tot hot dish downtown Fargo. Chicken wild rice soup in Glendon. Macaroni and beef hot dish. I'm driving to Euland for macaroni and beef hot dish. Love it. Favorite hot dish for sure.
That's comfort food right there.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Texter says, read Joe Biden. Who was he calling a stupid SOB after taking questions? What is he talking about? Did Joe Biden actually say this?
What a stupid son of a bitch.
That was an open mic moment.
Yes, he did. Peter
he actually
Ducey.
Said that. It was Peter Ducey from Fox News.
Yep.
And I guess he called to clear the air, not to apologize, which you'd think he'd do. Clear the air.
Yeah.
Whatever that Ducey means.
Said.
Yeah.
Nothing personal, pal.
Does anybody
at least he did that. I mean, not to give him any more props than he deserves, because he doesn't even deserve that.
Well,
he shouldn't have done
didn't
that
he?
In the first place.
Didn't he have to? I don't know.
He could have played the "I'm the president, I'm too busy" card, but he didn't. So,
do you remember Joe Biden when he was swearing in a bunch of people? To his said, "Do you disrespect somebody? You're fired on the spot." I think he needs to be fired.
Right.
Give me the Donald Trump fired from the famous sitcom that Donald Trump was in.
Sorry, wait, The Apprentice.
Maybe
The Apprentice.
Maybe
yeah.
he's resigned.
You're fired. You should be,
maybe he's resigning.
Be.
Maybe he's going to say, well, if it's good
you
enough for everybody else, it's good for
thing.
Me.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, yeah. You know the thing.
Well,
you know the thing.
I loved
thing.
When Trump was on The Apprentice. I hated getting fired when I was on the show, but I did love the show.
You got fired?
You never saw it?
No.
Oh.
Kevin, the business leaders had one big problem with you. They didn't see where you were going in terms of direction. They loved your education, but they didn't see where you were going. They said, when is he going to start? They really had a problem. And I have to agree with the business leaders. So to start the evening, I have to say, Kevin, you're fired.
I didn't like it, but again, it was all part of the show.
Yeah. All right, we told you a moment ago that the Supreme Court is taking on the case of the aerofluid definitions of waters of the U.S. just as the EPA was about to try to broaden protections under that, and we thought that a good time to introduce you to our new What's on Your Mind Ag Director, Bridget Riedel, an agronomist who grew up on a farm near Wishing, North Dakota, graduated from NDSU, worked for more than two decades as an agronomist, taking care of clients and providers with crop performance solutions. She and her husband, Randy, live in Hunter, currently involved in the local farming community. We're thrilled to have you, Bridget. How are you?
You said that, Ross, got it. Vishik, out there in Vishik, right
oh,
there.
My goodness, yeah. Hi, Bridget, how are you?
I am fabulous, and if I revert back to my German-Russian accent, I apologize. I'll send an interpretation in written form later.
I think it's German, just so you know. You got to work on that.
Perfect.
Anyway... we're glad to have you. From the practical perspective of what waters of the U.S. ultimately, if the Obama-Biden vision played out, what would it mean to your farm and Hunter and the farmers and ranchers listening?
Well, I think as you listen to what's going on in the ag community right now, there is so much waffling within WOTUS. There's nothing that's well-defined. So is my stock pond possibly a water of the U.S. that could be regulated by federal agencies such as EPA? And with any luck, right now, with the Supreme Court stepping in, more clear definition would be helpful, because folks shouldn't have to hire an attorney and an engineer in order to figure out what they can and can't do on their own property to feed their livestock. So I think it's been quite good.
It seems to me that it's being used as a weapon against agriculture. Is that too strong?
Maybe in some situations it is, but it's not just about agriculture. Think about the infrastructure projects that are out there. If we are building bridges and something is determined to be a water of the U.S., that can hold up all sorts of small county projects in townships where you're just trying to cross a bridge or replace a bridge over a small stream. And that's going to add time, delays, money. That affects the people trying to get access. I think it affects rural America as a whole, not just our farmers. But for farmers, it's an added burden.
And the extreme environmental community has, really come at this where, they want to determine agriculture practices. which is so utopian, it's unbelievable. And honestly, the damage that would do to feeding the world is incalculable, isn't it?
I would agree. Right now, we want to make sure that folks are able to do their very best work at raising a crop, not having to worry about all of the background noise that's going on comes to federal government and regulation. And I think right now we have an opportunity to speak up because there is an open comment period and let the government agencies know what we want to see from this level. And I understand that there's an awful lot of commodity groups involved. The National Cattlemen's Association is speaking up very clearly. American, they want to make sure that their voices are heard on behalf of farmers so that we are doing the right thing for what happens in rural America.
This is going to be fascinating to follow. The Supreme Court's done some work on this. Antonin Scalia, famous court decision, said the waters of the U.S. should only include relatively permanent, standing, or continuously flowing bodies of water, not the stock pond, as you said earlier. And there's been some court precedent on this. So the 6-3 majority now, this looks to be finally a blunt force instrument against this overreach of the federal government. So we're going to watch that close. Talk a little bit about what you're most excited about as an agronomist joining us on what's on your mind to talk about agriculture, innovation in the future. What? Just tell us a little bit about what you have planned for our listeners.
Here in North Dakota especially, we have so many positive stories that we need to share. And we want to make sure as a media company that we are bringing out what's positive to the farmer, but also what does the consumer need to hear on behalf of the farmer. I want to make sure that I bring forward stories to our audience that help them understand why agriculture is so important to our economy, what we do on a daily basis. It should never be adversarial. Farmers and consumers should work together for the end goal, and that is making sure all of us have the cheapest, safest, most abundant food supply in the world. And that is our goal, is to deliver information like that to our audience.
I'm very excited about this. And for folks listening to these radio stations, Scott Bachmeyer is the Farm and Ranch Director for KFIRE. He is a rancher on the Western Edge. And Bridget is a farmer with her husband in Hunter, North Dakota. So what, and an agronomist at that. So what better way to actually report on agriculture than from been there, done that, you know, folks like Scott and Bridget. Really excited to spend a lot of time in the new year specifically on this issue. We're going to talk with the North Dakota Stockmen's Association later today, too. Our beef producers are under just a continuous assault. The price situation, ridiculous. The packer concentration, un-American. So lots to cover in 2022, and we're excited to have you, Bridget. Thanks so much.
Thank you, gentlemen. I look forward to visiting with you from time to time. And please, as the listeners have questions or comments that they want to make, please go ahead and send those in via ag@flagfamily.com, and we'll be happy to answer them.
That's an easy email to remember, ag@flagfamily.com. And don't forget, you can text in your questions to 701-237-1590. Thanks, Bridget. Bridget Riedel, agronomist and a new ag director for Flag Family Media. Take a break. When we come back, one and only Mike Lindell on The Year That Was. Stay tuned.
Washington politicians are getting richer and richer. A report says Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And Dr. Fauci just revealed he's worth over $10 million. Not bad for working in public service. If you're tired of the hypocrisy, you need to watch Stinchfield. He's on Newsmax, weeknights at 7 p.m. Central, and everyone is tuning in. Grant Stinchfield exposes the Washington insiders in his series Hypocrites in America. He even names the hypocrites and reveals their secret agendas. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris giving their take on Stinchfield. I watched Newsmax. You needed to. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your smart TV, like Samsung, Vizio, LG, streaming on Pluto, Zumo, Roku, and more. Millions are tuning to watch Newsmax for news they can trust. Watch Stinchfield today and find out why. Newsmax. You're going to love it.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Thomas Rademacher of New York State Supreme Court on Long Island announced that court has struck down Governor Kathy Hochul's state mask mandate on Monday. The court ruled the governor overstepped her authority by imposing a rule that needed to have been passed by the state legislature. United Arab Emirates fighter jets destroyed a missile launcher in Yemen's Al-Jaf Governorate on Monday, shortly after it was used by Houthi terrorists to launch two ballistic missiles at the capital, Abu Dhabi. As more U.S. lethal equipment arrives in the Ukraine Tuesday, 8,500 U.S. troops have been put on heightened alert for a possible deployment to Eastern Europe's NATO allies as Russian troops mass on the Ukraine border. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki from the lectern.
We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank, and those conversations and discussions have certainly been part of what our national security officials have been discussing with their counterparts now for several weeks.
USA Radio News.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every once in a while, you got to give yourself a gift. I got a couple ideas for you today. The gift of education is one. Flexible and affordable options are waiting at the University of Mary, where you can complete a bachelor's degree, get a graduate degree, or tailor your skills with a certificate. Earn your degree through Mary on your schedule. Learn more online.umary.edu. And when you're ready to apply, just use the promo code SCOTT to waive your application fee. Scott. Simple as that. There's another place you can use Scott. That's the MyPillow website with my promo code. Here's another gift you can give yourself. Sleep. That's right. Most important thing to your health is sleep. And our next guest is the founder, inventor of so many things that help your sleep, the one and only Mike Lindell from MyPillow. Mike, Happy New Year.
Good. Boy, it's been a while since I've been on the show here.
Not too long, but yeah, it feels like in this day and age, every week feels like a year. And I was thinking about this actually it's only been a year. I mean, that this entire onslaught of information has come your way, and you've just been this Energizer Bunny that hasn't stopped. I want to back up all the way to January 4th, when someone you've called your best friend in the U.S. Senate, Kevin Cramer, came to a meeting that you arranged with Sidney Powell and others who had the first tidbits of information. And you've since said about that meeting almost nothing in that presentation was of value almost days later, because after the the inaugural and things, so much more has come forward. Bring me back to that meeting and Senator Cramer. And you said before it was a terrible presentation. We know so much more. But what do you remember of how this all started?
Well, I think here when you say tidbits, it's really not tidbits. What I have been given, everyone in the country, it seemed like in November and December, was emailing me and sending me information, and plus my own investigation. And I kept. One of the things that kept bothering me was these all the dead people that they said voted. Of course, they didn't vote, but their names were used. And then all these non-residents in almost every state I looked at that didn't live there. They were these phantom voters. And I'm going, man, people are good people. They didn't just jump across the border to vote. I said, that just doesn't make sense. Well, and then I'm the one that organized that meeting. And I had reached out to a few people like Sidney and then I'd reached to Kevin and some other senators, and I think there was two, and there was another one by, I think Ron came in from Wisconsin via Skype to watch it. And they had, I think it was so much, you were just seeing little pieces of everything. And it was, like I say, it wasn't very impressive, and it didn't explain to me what, you know, how they could have done this massive steal of an election. And it just, it was very frustrating. You have all these, you have evidence beyond evidence piled up from here to the sun, but each piece in its own right, you have, you know, you could take it out and go, well, maybe this happened. Maybe this happened. And it was, there was nothing where you could really grab and say, you know, this is it. Like, of course, it happened to me on January 9th. That was that changed everything for me.
Yeah, and I remember Senator Cramer putting out a statement before his vote on January 6th saying something like, I'm going to keep an open mind for more information that comes in. And that information is still coming in today. I mean, the effort doing with the attorneys generals is presenting new information, right? I mean, this information is still coming at you.
Well, you know, as stuff happens, like I say, the biggest obstacle we face is Republicans, bad Republicans, or call them what you want, and the conservative media. And by that, I mean Newsmax and Fox and others. And what it is every time something happens, I'll give one good example here. In Wisconsin, the Racine County Sheriff's Department found, you know, there's 60,000 votes. They did the WEC, the WEC in Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Election Committee, did illegal things, and they charged them with, they want to charge them with felonies. And this would be the first politicians charged in charge of our elections charged, and you didn't hear about it. I think the only ones that showed up was RSBN TV to that huge smoking gun evidence where Wisconsin can pull down their electors today. And they've been working on that. The stuff that's going on right now, I'm just using one state, Scott. Every state's like this. And when I say every state, I know at least 30 states where there's stuff going on where these people on the ground are working hard. They've done canvassing. I'll give you an example. In Florida, they canvassed 25,000 names now, and almost 6,000 of them are bad names. What I mean by that is the names were used, but they were either deceased or they don't live in Florida, or they're minors, illegals. The list goes on.
Now, a judge in Wisconsin said drop boxes are illegal. You can't do this. You know, and the attorney general of the state of Arizona right now is reviewing evidence. This has not been reported. It has been twisted into all kinds of stories that it's not, about how they looked at this and everything was fine. The attorney general is reviewing an investigation right now about numbers that far exceed the difference between Trump and Biden down there on this issue.
That's right. Well, in each state, if you talk about the five swing states, the news that came out was all suppressed. When the Maricopa audit came out, we were all very excited. Now, I didn't have anything to do with that down there. I kind of separated myself from that so they wouldn't try and attack each one of us in the news. Some things I keep separate so they don't attack, because I like to keep focused on, hey, the 2020 election. We're saving our country. I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Well, anyway, but that Maricopa audit, what you didn't see, you've seen the absolutely fake report that Fox put out and said, we recounted the ballots. Yep. If Biden won, actually won by a 10 more or something like that. Well, they didn't tell you that 100-some thousand pieces of those paper or the ballots were fraudulent ballots, were not even from the election. I mean, they were run off on copiers and such. They didn't tell you, or you might have heard whispering of this, that I believe it was 37,000 people voted twice, three times, and four times. They didn't do that, Scott. The computer did that. They just used their name. Remember, it took Arizona a week to count 2%. They had to scramble and do something. Well, I just met with those guys some of the guys that did that audit. They were in tears. This was the one said, we did all this in vain. You know, this is horrible because there's all this evidence. It was the biggest crime ever down, you know, in Arizona. And I'm going, no, it's part of the biggest crime ever. And I said, it's not going to be in vain. And I said, you know, Arizona can pull their electors down based on that tomorrow. What do they have there, Scott? They have one Republican that's been an obstructionist all the way back to Doug Ducey being an obstructionist, the governor of Arizona. This guy will not move. And I told him, I said, when you get a Republican that's acting this way, which makes no sense. He's either compromised, I mean, a personal agenda, greed, something paid off, or he's blackmailed, or he's threatened.
I also think that the corporate corrupt media, big tech, bullies these people. And so they feel like they have to separate them. Yeah, they scare them. And that's when you find out who's weak. I think there's a lot of people that support this effort that are hanging on to wanting these facts to come out, that have informed themselves on it, that are growing weary that this is taking so long. And you've talked about this before. That it's not your timing. You call it God's timing. But this continues to be a frustrating process because it's not as black and white and as simple as it should in aligning all of these dots. Give me an update on the timing. What have you learned in the last year?
I'm going to give everybody a quick update here and give everybody some hope. The first thing is the Supreme Court complaint. That has been changed now by the Attorney General's, and that will come out. Now, will it be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, four? If I had to say, I would say no later than March 2nd, no earlier than a week from now. So, I mean, you got that range. That's the separate thing, you guys. What that's going to do, the relief asked for there is all this has to come out, because here's what that is. All the states that did illegal things, like let their governors and secretary of states change the rules, that can't be used in the 2022 election. Like, for instance, in Pennsylvania, where you got people bringing mail-in votes a week later, Michigan sending out 6.5 million votes to voters, covering the state of Michigan. All these things that the legislature should have done. The Republican-controlled legislators in all five of these states, they didn't do anything, Scott.
Two things I want to ask you about that. One, this is what Senator Kevin Cramer has called legal theft all along, where state constitutions were disregarded and emergency powers were used. And by the way, what Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi just tried to do was enshrine all that in federal law to take all the things they used before and put it there. Very, very wrong. Second of all, am I correct that this effort before the Supreme Court is taking care of the legal issue that has already been before the Supreme Court and rejected because of a lack of standing? This fixes that, correct?
Yeah, the standing, you guys, everybody needs to know that was one of the big concerns, and that has been addressed. All 50 states have standing, all of them. And that's the most powerful part of this. And the Supreme Court should be very concerned that the states use this corruption again in 2022. Now,
before you go to the next one, though, what is the remedy? If that is proven accurate, this is a well-written effort by the attorneys general before the Supreme Court. They take it up. They say you do have standing. What's the remedy?
I believe the relief is that they put it back to the states, but they also ordered them that they cannot use. They have to follow the Constitution. I haven't seen that part of what the relief changed to. That's the relief on it. We should have that, Scott, within a week here, and I hope I'll be able to come back on your show and at least we can show the public what it is before they bring it to the Supreme Court. But I'm not sure how it's in their hands now. So I'm not a lawyer, but that will be the
legal battle. What do we do about this? Hold that thought, Mike. We have to go to a break. I want to tell folks that Mike and his team have been a subject of unbelievable assault because of this effort to say, wait a minute, let's shine a light on this process. What was wrong here and what was the outcome and what did it cause? And for that, they're canceled. They're canceled by the big box stores, by the shopping channels, by their banks even now. That's where it's up to us to say, you know what? Who needs them? Let's buy direct. Let's take out the middleman and save big. That's why Mike can say everything, sleepwear, sheets, mattress toppers, blankets, quilts, comforters, all of their sleepwear all month long, 50% off. So you have another week to take advantage of that. Overstock sale on a lot of items like the body pillow and case, $39.99. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-90.
You see the signs everywhere. Strata. What are they?
They're all about service, exceptional service and support to their customers, quality, high-quality, cost-competitive products and services, integrity, innovation, too, and they're a great place to work. The Strata Corporation has a career for you waiting at stratacorporation.com. Click the careers link. Solid people, solid products, solid performance. Since 1910, that's Strata Solid. Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome, hot-stuffed personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink, 4 items, $4 all day, every day, PetroServe USA. Pet-safe ice melt is $8.99, Balsa blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. There's very few things that are certain in this world, but if you spend more time in a sauna or a hot tub, you will be better for it, above the water, below the water.
That's right, and both increase your circulation, and when that's happening, good things are happening. Heat transfers in the body, heat proteins, and we can talk on and on and on, but you're better, like you said, below the water, above the water, and beyond the water.
Finley Saunas, hot spring spas, hurry. Call 844-200-7727, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends with H.A. Thompson & Sons, the pros at indoor air quality. Pretty obvious that there has been viruses in the air for a long time, and certainly the COVID era the last 2 years, a great deal of concern. It is amazing to me to see the results from the long-term care institutions, from the schools that have seen direct results of improvement, lack of contact tracing, even in the case of some bars at all, zero, from indoor air quality improvements done by the pros at H.A. Thompson & Sons. So find out more at hatandsons.com, the indoor air quality experts, H.A. Thompson & Sons. Back with Mike Lindell, tireless warrior, on the front of exposing what happened with Election 2020. You gave us track one. I know there's three others, so go through and talk what else is being done. This is a multifaceted approach of getting to the truth here. One is the effort by the attorneys general before the Supreme Court. What's next?
Well, the next one is it's called the Cause of America. It's at frankspeech.com. By the way, everyone needs to get there. That's your hub. That's where you find out what's going on every day. But it's called the Cause of America, and we became a hub to the country of all the grassroots groups. And I think we're in 38 states right now. But they're way ahead of the game. They've already canvassed and everything. And what we're doing, we're bringing a replacement for the machines. To remember, they're by county in this country. And hopefully by August, we don't have a machine left or a computer left in this country for this next election. We're going there. It's basically a sales pitch here. This happened in your county. And by the way, these machines are defective over here. And you see all the lawsuits out there with them. And then you show them this new replacement, which is paper on steroids. It's the most amazing replacement system. Scott, we don't have time to explain it, but I do have it over at Frank's Beach where people can look at that replacement.
And by the way, we have a texter that says an idea for a T-shirt to pass on to Mike Lindell, verified vote, and the vote is a V with a set of fingers that has one of them dipped in purple, just like they've done before. So a verified vote.
Yeah, they've done that over in Iraq and stuff. We're actually... and we've actually checked with a lot of different systems, including France, that hasn't used machines ever since the 1970s. So we've had, and this was developed by ex-military and people a lot smarter than me that developed this paper system. But anyway, then the next thing we have going on is the states themselves. There's fights in all five of these swing states, and I want to get Minnesota on the list because Donald Trump actually won Minnesota too, and he won New Hampshire. But what's going on in each one, they could all pull their electors down tomorrow. We talked a little bit about Wisconsin and Arizona, but you got down in Georgia, what's not in the news is they have 242 people, ballot harvesters. They were caught. They're all on tape. One guy's a whistleblower. He's got paid $10,000 a ballot. He made $45,000 during the election. That's all caught. But our good friend, not good friend, I'm being sarcastic, Brad Rassenberger down there says, oh, I'm going to take it. I'm going to look at this. Brad, they did a 5-month investigation. You're just going to slow walk this past the 2020 election or past the 2022 election. So it's disgusting what Brad Rassenberger does down there. Pennsylvania can pull down theirs tomorrow because they have a little law in the books there that says, you can't have more votes than voters. What? What a concept, Scott. You can't have more votes than voters. So they could pull theirs down tomorrow. We have a whole campaign dealing with all the legislators, the Republican legislators that need to get a backbone and get this thing done and get these pulled down. Probably one of the most important things. And then we have the biggest thing, or one of the biggest things, Scott. You're going to see this come out in the next 2 weeks. Colorado, if anybody's familiar with the Tina Peters story, you need to go to Frank's Beach and get familiar, because what she did, she was a county clerk. She actually took a picture, like she was supposed to, download what's in the machines. They have Dominion, download it, and they came in and did the trusted bill. Dominion deleted the 2020 election in that state and many others. They've been going state by state deleting the election. We actually have before they did it. And what was found after a 5-month investigation with five different teams, separate teams, independents, one of them's even a Democrat. And they, far and wide there. And this report came out. It's disgusting. It shows everything that they did in the country. And this is going to be brought to the judge in D.C. and said, you know, remember Dominion put out 200 cases against people, 200 lawsuits, them and Smartmatic. It shows you have to preserve evidence. It's called spoliation, where a jury then has to find that would make them guilty. But the thing is, Scott, we have what they deleted, which is so powerful. And we actually brought some of that. Are you ready for this? We brought this to the Facebook fact checkers, our old friend Alan Duke. So Alan Duke said, if he said this will be the biggest story ever if what you're saying is this true in here. So we keep feeding him stuff every day from this deletion and this preservation of evidence and what was deleted in there. So his report, maybe it's fighting fire with fire. You got some left-wing terrible organization like the Facebook fact checkers could end up being heroes to our country if they get a little moral compass in them and report.
Well, wait a minute. Did you say moral compass and big tech in the same sentence? Just say it one time for me. Who's the guy that runs Facebook again? What's his name?
Mark Zuckerberg. And he actually badmouthed his own Facebook fact checkers. He said they're just opinions.
Oh, exactly right. Well, we've noticed, Zuckerberg. I love it. Couple more minutes with Mike after this break, and then we'll let him go. We're going to talk about our beef producers as well right around the corner. Stay
tuned. Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.